Good evening, and welcome to our service of worship for this evening as we begin our journey through Holy Week this week and the celebration of the Lord's Supper this evening on Monday, Thursday. Special welcome to all those who are joining us on the live stream. We are always pleased that you are with us. As we come this evening, ministers get themselves in trouble for services like this. A lot of new music tonight. That's your warning in advance. But as Presbyterians, Monday, Thursday is not something that we've celebrated for the last 500 years. And therefore, most of the music ends up being new anyway. But this year, in particular, some new pieces, and then some familiar older tunes as well with new words set to them. So a little bit of a mixture of music in the service this evening. Following, or as part of, the prayer of confession this evening, we will be singing the Kyrie Eleison, or Lord Have Mercy. It's an ancient and traditional response to the prayer of confession. When we get to that point in the service, there won't be a time for teaching, but the choir will sing it through once, and then the congregation is invited to join in on the second time round. As always, words will be on the screen. We light the Christ candle this evening as a visible sign that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and that we who walk in his paths seek to live in his light. As we enter into worship this evening, let us stand as we come into the presence of our Lord. This evening's call to worship is a responsive call, as is our custom, and will appear before you. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This shall be a day of remembrance for you.
We will celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout all generations.
We lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
In the presence of all God's people, we will give thanks to the Lord.
Let us, on this day, Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. On this day, Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room and gave us this holy feast, that we who eat this bread and drink this cup may here proclaim his holy sacrifice and be partakers of his resurrection, and at the last day may reign with him in heaven. As we come this evening, let us join our hearts in prayer. Holy God, we come to worship in the gathering shadows of Jesus' suffering and death. We come with his friends, the men and women who have followed him in every place and generation, to live once again this story of service and betrayal, of weakness and courage. We come to witness your love in action. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin our worship by singing the hymn as it appears before us on the screen, "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord." The hymn will appear before you on the screens.
Thank you.
the psalmist declares, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. We gather as a community in need of a Savior. We offer our honest confession in faith and trust in our covenant God, knowing that God hears our voices. Let us come together now as we say the prayer of confession as it appears before us on the screens. Eternal God, whose covenant with us is never broken, we confess that we fail to fulfill your will. Though you have bound yourself to us, we will not bind ourselves to you. In Jesus Christ, you serve us freely, but we refuse your love and withhold ourselves from others. We do not love you fully or love one another as you command. In your mercy, forgive and cleanse us. Lead us once again to your table and unite us to Christ, who is the bread of life and the vine from which we grow in grace. Lord, have mercy. Mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. May the God of mercy, who forgives you all of your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Once more we turn in praise as we sing the hymn, What Shall I Render to the Lord? The words for the hymn will appear before you on the screen.
What shall I render?
Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, feed us with your holy word and fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that our lives may proclaim the mystery of faith revealed to us through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all praise now and forevermore. Amen.
A reading from verses 1 to 14, Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire, with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn with fire. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from human to animal. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance."
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompass me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
And this evening's gospel lesson is taken from the gospel according to Matthew, reading Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 to 30. Let us listen for God's word as it has been given in Matthew chapter 26, beginning at the 17th verse. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" Jesus said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." And he answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." And he replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took the loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after drinking, and after giving thanks, he said to them, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this evening is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Passover particularity. An extended table of family and friends. As we gather around the readings from Scripture this evening, we are consciously aware that our readings are meant to call people together in groups, to gather them at tables, and to remember the saving actions of God in food and liturgy. At one and the same time, the readings that we've read, this experience that we have entered into, is an act of transcendence, representing the gathering of the children of God on that fateful night when God killed all of the firstborn in Egypt by passing over the houses of the children of God who had painted the lintels of their doors with the blood of the Lamb. It represents a gathering, but those same rituals and actions were drawn to mind by Jesus in our text from the Gospel as he gathers his disciples and friends together on that night before his arrest, as he remembered God's saving actions in history. And through his reinterpretation of those events, drew the circle of God's grace wider and included his own ministry in those saving acts begun in Exodus. And of course, those words from Exodus draw together people of faith still today. From our Jewish brothers and sisters who gathered last night to celebrate the Passover festival, to Christians around the world who tonight gather to remember how Jesus instituted the Last Supper and gave his disciples an example of humble service, which has formed the Christian tradition throughout history. And yet, despite the transcendent nature of the Passover festival and all of these readings that we have just heard, it has also within it great particularity. I don't know if that's a real word or not, but preachers from time to time get to make up words if they're not real. And I think that word, particularity, aptly describes what I began to observe over this past week as I delved into these readings from the Scriptures. What stands out in these texts is one word: this. not a very theological word, but a word nonetheless. This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. This is how you shall eat this meal. This is the Passover of our Lord. This shall be a day of remembrance for you. This is my body. This is my blood. Blood of the covenant. And finally, and perhaps a little looser in translation, this is the celebration I will not partake in again until I do so with my friends in my Father's kingdom. What becomes apparent in these readings that we have heard is that this is more than just the retelling of a historical event. This is more than just a narration of a story, but it is instruction that enables this celebration to be carried forward year after year. That is what the particularity is all about. It is the forming of tradition. And today, as for each and every passing year back in time, this celebration of the Passover feast is a reminder of the goodness and the mercy of our God, memorialized in bread and wine and lamb. As Jesus celebrated the Passover meal with his disciples and joined his very self to the bread and wine that was part of that festival, that feast, he knit his very self into the history of God's salvation. That as the blood of the Passover lamb brought deliverance to the children of God and freedom from their slavery in Egypt, so Jesus opens the door to God's kingdom to all those who trust in him by freeing us from our sin. One perfect sacrifice on behalf of all humanity. And as we journey with Jesus and his disciples from the upper room to the garden, from Pilate's palace to Golgotha's hill, and from there to the garden where Jesus is laid in the tomb, we remember again that God has opened his kingdom to us, and that each time we feast, every time we feast on bread and wine, we remember that all of this has been done for you. Let us pray. Eternal God, your Son, Jesus Christ, has left to us this meal of bread and wine in which we share his body and his blood. As we keep the feast of his redeeming love, may we feed on him by faith, receive his grace, and find fullness of life. All of this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Oh. as people of faith. Each time we gather, we come confessing our Lord Jesus Christ. We stand now to say together the Apostles' Creed, which is found on page 539 in your Book of Praise, or as it will appear before you on the screens. We unite our voices with the faithful across all time and space as we say these words together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Hear the words of institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes again. With thanksgiving, let us offer God our grateful praise, and as we join our voices to sing the hymn, "I'll of Salvation Take the Cup," the words will appear before you on the screen. Please be seated. We join together now in the great prayer of thanksgiving. The guide for the great prayer is contained in the Book of Praise at page 564, or notes will be on the screen before you. You will be invited to join at various points. We begin responsively. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord God, creator and ruler of the universe. You bring forth the bread from the earth and create the fruit of the vine. You made us in your image and freed us from the bonds of slavery. You claim us as your people and make a covenant to be our God. You fed us manna in the wilderness and brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey. When we forgot you and our faith was weak, you spoke through the prophets, calling us to turn again to your ways. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whom you sent to deliver us from the bondage of death and the slavery of sin. In humility, he descends from your height to kneel in obedience to love's command. He who is boundless takes on the bondage of our sin. He who is free takes our place in death's prison. In the deserts of our wanderings, he sustains us, giving us his body as manna for our weariness. The cup of suffering which he drank has become for us the cup of salvation. In his death, he ransomed us from death's dominion. In his resurrection, he opened the way to eternal life. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one who is crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we bless, break, and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Lead us, O God, by the power of your Spirit, to live as love commands. Bound to Christ, set us free for joyful obedience and glad service. As Jesus gave his life for us, help us to live our lives for others with humility and persistent courage. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Catholic Church, now and forevermore. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one. for we all partake of one bread. The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ? The cup that we take, is not this the cup of blessing shared in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ? These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The body of Christ broken for you.
Thank you.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant us your peace. Let us pray. God of grace, your Son, Jesus Christ, left us this holy meal of bread and wine, in which we share his body and his blood. May we who have celebrated this sign of his great love show in our lives the fruit of his redemption. All of this we pray in his name, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn is number 678 in the Book of Praise. I greet thee, who my sure Redeemer art. Hymn 678. Please be seated. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I raise him up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will not desert you." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all of the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not stay awake with me just 1 hour? Stay awake and pray, that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away for a second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid their hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all of this has taken place, so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.